The Anderson VC Rest Area, dedicated in 1999, is located 7 kilometres north of the Bungendore Road turnoff.
The only Australian awarded the Victoria Cross in the Malayan campaign was Charles Groves Wright Anderson, commanding officer of the 2nd 19th Battalion. He was decorated for his gallantry in 4 days in the Battle of the Moore River in mid-January of 1942. He was with the headquarters acting as brigade major of the 45th Indian Brigade when the headquarters were shelled. Everyone was killed except for Anderson and the commanding officer, who was injured. Anderson took command of the brigade, which had 2 Australian battalions and 2 Indian battalions. All of them were under heavy attack. He eventually got all the battalions together and decided to try and fight their way through because the Japanese had surrounded and cut off their withdrawal points. Anderson at one stage led a counterattack to try and break through. He attacked Japanese positions. However, by the last day, all hope of breaking through had gone, and he gave the order for the men to break into little groups and to make their own way back to Johor and then to Singapore. All the battalions suffered severe losses, and shortly before the surrender, he actually was awarded the Victoria Cross. He spent 3.5 years as a prisoner of war and was repatriated to Australia. Distinguished in 2 World Wars, he's the only Australian Victoria Cross recipient who was decorated with gallantry awards in both World Wars. He actually had been born in South Africa and had served in the First World War in East Africa with the South African forces and had been awarded the Military Cross. Came to Australia in the mid-1930s and had joined the militia in the late 30s and was appointed 2nd in command of the 2nd 19th Battalion, and eventually, by the time of the Japanese attack, he was commanding officer of that unit. After the war, he returned to the land. He served 3 terms in Parliament for the seat of Hume. He lived his last few years in Canberra. Anderson died on the 11th of November 1988, an appropriate date for a First World War soldier, aged 91. A full military funeral was held at Manuka, and I particularly remember his medals being on his casket after the service.